Thank you, members, for being so prompt. We'll show Phyllis Kahn what we can do here in this committee. Members, you have the agenda for this evening, and these are bills that we haven't seen. You also have, or, you know, we haven't heard yet, or we haven't in front of this committee. We also have this sheet entitled several pages, Bills Heard by Division, Enrolled in Division Omnibus Capital Investment Bill. Now, we've heard most of these, and added in this sheet is the same agenda bill item. So this tonight's agenda is also included in this. So what I would do then is Representative Atkins moves House File 2659 to delete everything after the action clause, which I believe you have, that the members have yet, or will pass it out. So what I am doing here is deleting one of my bills, and Representative Atkins has just moved, inserting basically what is the university's request for funding, and not the governor's numbers, but the university's original request. And then we will move all of these bills with one single motion into the delete all amendments. We will have all of our bills, as I said we would do, pass them on to the bonding committee, and then several people have amendments here. There's a few amendments that we'll take up individually. And if anybody else has any amendments, get them to the staff. So, do members have the delete all numbered H2659DE1-1? And that, as you see, is basically the university's original bonding request. Then Representative Mahoney would move all of the bills, starting with the page bills heard by division, House File 262 through House File 3226, the Lane Columbia Heights pedestrian bridge.
So I've read them all and understand them all, Mr. Chair, and so moved.
So everybody understands what we're doing here. I mean, these are bills that the authors have requested that they want to move along this path. So you've heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No. Motion prevails. Now we have amendments, I believe, then. And so we'll have we'll have first in a request by Representative Knuth to change the request for her appropriation for Arden Hills. I believe the mayor's here too. This is a project that where they're trying to use what was a huge block of federal land. Huge block of federal land in Arden Hills to have housing and economic development. Mayor, we don't even need you. We're going to move this on. She has cut her request down to $6 million. You see the E1 amendment, 2508DE1. Not often that a member moves to lower her appropriation, but I think this is an important project for Representative Knuth, and she wants to get the ball rolling. So, any questions on the amendment? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Next, we have Mindy Greiling amendment for the John Rose Oval. And I don't know if she is also...
She is also
reducing the appropriation request by $200,000, according to my very capable staff committee administrator, Mr. Gelbman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Representative... No, let's do it. Representative Clark has a amendment KNA-14. Representative Clark, you want to explain the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is another example of cutting a bill down, actually cutting it in half. This is a
bill that deals with funding for the second floor of the Phillips Cultural Community Center, that part that deals with education and training, so it seemed appropriate to go into this committee. This is a $2 million building, and the Senate has it in this committee in the Senate, in Thomas Lennon's committee. I just have down $2 million, and I'd ask that we send it forward, Mr. Chairman.
And so you'll have a local match, as most of the other
Yes, local, do. Or however we can.
Questions on the amendment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted.
Oh, I'm sorry, I guess amendment is here. So sorry.
Ah, so what? They knew what you were doing. It was well explained.
Here's
we have the Karen, the KNA-12 amendment, which I think Representative Clark will have.
Passed out here, Mr. Chairman.
This might be a little more. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I have talked with the persons involved with this. This is an accountability bill. We actually had this language in legislation 2 years ago, and it basically says that whenever we have any bioscience or biotechnology project that's funded in whole or in part with public funds, state bonds, or other public subsidies, we want the recipients to document to what extent it provides a benefit to the consumers in terms of a lower price product or service. And it's an accountability mechanism. We've had it, like I said, 2 years ago, and back to before us again. I'd like to ask committee.
Questions on the Clark A-12 amendment? Representative Mahoney.
Mr. Chair, I have told Representative Clark that I'm not going to oppose this amendment in committee. My committee, the Bioscience and Emerging Technologies, has spent the last couple of weeks working on venture capital and the biosciences. I've got an uneasy feeling about this, and I'm going to talk to some of the bankers that we've been dealing with and run it by it, and I may oppose it in the next committee, but at this particular time I think it's appropriate to put it on to the bill.
Okay, because it includes general fund money too, which we've appropriated to some of your incubator projects.
Correct.
And that. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Thank you. Chairman Members.
The next amendment we're going to be getting is the H2659A5 amendment. Representative Erdahl drafted this and came to me, Representative Roommate, my junkie, my roommate, also supports it. It deals with Litchfield and Wilmer, who have very little property wealth, and but you know there's a cap limit on WIF or and PFA. I think this is this WIF or PFA. Ms. Coleman,
yeah.
Which one?
The WIF fund.
The WIF fund. And so I believe they've also worked with Mr. Coleman on this. It's blank right now. I am assuming that Mr. Coleman will be talking to the bonding committee with some number that he thinks that those funds can afford. Mr. Coleman, would that be correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Provided
get their support for the money. Well, I've been working with Mr. Erdahl, Representative Erdahl, on that exact thing myself. So it was brought to me by Representative Erdahl and Representative Junkies also on the bill. Any questions on it? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion. No. Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Representative Scalzi is the next amendment, the H0028A1 amendment. Mr. Gelman, would you care to explain what this does in her bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this amendment, her bill is drafted as a transportation fund amendment. It's for a bridge over Highway 36, the Rice Street Bridge over Highway 36. This is an economic development initiative because there is a major manufacturer that needs this bridge replaced. However, because this is a trunk highway, part of the trunk highway system, it cannot be used general fund, general obligation bonds. It must be funded with the general fund.
Well, this one might be tougher to sell to the bonding committee, but that would have to be Representative Scalzi. Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm just curious on 36 for the Rice Street overpass, is that for an on-ramp off of 36 onto Rice Street?
Mr. Gellin.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stevenson, no, it's to replace the bridge. The bridge itself needs replacement.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Mahoney.
I'm not sure if I may.
Go ahead.
St. Jude Medical is building a new facility there. The bridge that does cross that is, which is part of the Trunk Highway, is antiquated and not able to handle the traffic, and they really do need a new bridge just to actually get to their new building that they're putting up, and that's what this $2 million is for.
Members, I know Representative Scalzi told me she had an amendment. I told her I'd move it on, but I'm probably wondering why we couldn't use Trunk Highway funds, but that's for bonding. And I don't, you know, I'm assuming that question will be asked in the bonding committee. So out of respect for her to move this on, I hope we can support it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Representative Welty, the H-248-4A1 amendment dealing with your House File 2484. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The amendment to House
Senator
File...
Senator LP moves the amendment.
I move House File, the amendment, H-2484A1 amendment. The amendment is, essentially, when we put in the bill, it was a placeholder, and so now we're inserting the dollar amount, and it's for $2.5 million. For in addition to Rochester Community and Technical College, and this will house a number of partners, so we also put the language in there so that it encompasses what the project is, and we're adding the language career education co-location because we're looking at partners with higher education, partner with K-12 education. We want to kind of go along the CTEC program similar to what they're doing in Anoka, Hennepin, and so we wanted the amendment to encompass what we are doing, and then it includes the dollar amount as well.
Members, I will say that I was at the workforce, this particular workforce center with Representative Welty, and they've got a very good proposal and idea here, so you'll have to fight it out in the bonding committee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Members, for your information, we put the amendments on my extremely efficient workforce here. Who has put them on the back of each bill so we can see what we're doing. So, you've heard the motion by Representative Welty. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. The Representative Moe, and he isn't here yet, so we'll just ask. We'll move it for him. We'll pass it out. Representative Reiner moves the H-2713A1 amendment. Ms. Novak, would you explain quickly what it does?
Mr. Chair and members, Representative Moe's amendment just simply deletes the location, the specific location of the project that you can see on the back of the amendment, the Regional Event Center. It says that it removes the words located within the core of downtown Bemidji.
Okay. I guess the Lakeshore isn't the core of downtown Bemidji, where we saw that new proposal. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Members, I can assure you we will not be doing any supplemental omnibus bill like this. We will take our time and do it with a little more.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I know, I remembering your challenge to us, Representative Kahn.
We're almost...
Representative Kahn, I think, just walked in the room.
Yeah, but you didn't have 80% of the bills. Okay, the next... the next amendment is the H-2659A4 amendment. Representative Mahoney moves the amendment. This, members, is the amendment that funds the Department's Bioscience Business Development Infrastructure Grant Program request at $7 million. The Greater Minnesota Business Grant Development Public Infrastructure Grant Program at $3 million. And a program that I am proposing taking off of a program that Governor Purpich had years ago to jumpstart our economy, dealing with biomass heating grants and loans for converting schools, other publicly owned buildings, local government buildings, courthouses, etc., for burning biomass made out of agricultural or wood materials. It's a $50 million program, and I would ask for your support. Any questions on it? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Representative Poppy moves the following amendment. Okay. Representative Poppy moves the KNA 11 amendment. Members, if you recall the new proposal that we all heard regarding the biomedical science facility at the university, this amendment proposes that the Board of Regents be responsible for a third of the proposal, like the other projects that they and the INSCU board have to pay the debt service on. It also requires that the board must, as permitted under federal law, dedicate a share of any proceeds from any commercializations or licensing revenue, patents, etc., conducted to reduce the state share of their debt service, if at all possible. And so we would forward this on, and I guess the debate would happen in the... But I think, at least on the one-third part of it, that, you know, the university should be required to do what all of our other institutions have had to do, which I don't support at all to begin with. I think the state should be paying for it in full, but I wasn't around on this committee when they changed that. So there's the most of the amendment. Is on Poppy? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion approved.
No.
Well, that's okay. You do we have any other? Any other amendments from any members?
Kathy, do you know them?
Representative Norton, Representative Gunter.
I have things.
Representative Gunter, your two that we were going to give you, two hearings tonight, are in here with the motion. So, members, Representative Norton.
Mr. Chair, I just had a question. You mentioned you moved all tonight's amendments, but we also had a hearing this afternoon. Had those been added?
Those were included in the larger sheet with all
Thank
of
you.
These things. They were also the agenda items, but they're then continued on to here. So everything that came before us that members, all members wanted, in the form they wanted them to be, have now been put in our bill along with these few small amendments. So, members, we've got the full bill in front of us then. I guess I made the original motion. No, who did?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Atkins. So Atkins renews his motion. House File 2659, is it? Yes. Be as amended, be recommended to pass, and re-referred to the Bonding Finance Committee. Oh, excuse me, to Representative Murphy's education, whatever its name. It's got to go through Representative Murphy's committee, so re-referring it to Representative Murphy's committee. Members, I suggest that all of you that want your funding package passed in whatever form, that you know, you have to start now lobbying the chair of the bonding committee and the members on the bonding committee. Of which, how many members do we have on here that are on the bonding committee? Aren't you? Well, wait, don't lobby any of the members on the bond.
Mr. Chair, anyone that comes to my office lobby is probably going to go down on my list at this point.
Okay.
No, wait.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion prevails. Members, thank you. We get to take a little bit of time off until Tuesday. Mr. Gelman, are we going to have a Tuesday meeting?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Why?
We have other bills to hear than our budget bills. Unless you want to wait until the forecasts and the budget recommendations come out, we can begin hearing the bills, or we can wait until they come out.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Mahoney.
We all have email. If you want to allow for a Tuesday meeting and at the discretion of the chair, you can cancel it and just send us an email.
Members, I think a lot of you have bills, and perhaps we should start, because our bill has to be out for deadline in March, what?
It has to be out of finance by March 28th.
So a lot of you have policy bills and other money bills, and so I guess we will meet Tuesday. With that, see you Tuesday, or we'll see you in a few minutes. Meeting adjourned.